this is a really fascinating part of Melbourne's maritime history, and it was designed in stages between about 1916 and 1919, and it's in what's known as the arts and crafts style of architecture, but it's actually also got what we call Spanish Mission, and you can see that, and it's partly because it has a cloister, it's got a Spanish Mission kind of bell tower, and it was designed, it's a place of welcome for the people who worked in the maritime industry. And interestingly, it is still used for exactly the same purpose today. So it operates and is open every single day for exactly the same reason as to why it was set up at the first place. And it was designed by a Melbourne society architect who basically is most well renowned for his Toorak homes. And the reason he got the job, which is very unusual to do this kind of job, is that the money for it was raised by a group called the Ladies Harbour Lights Guild. And they were a group of philanthropists who got together, raised the funds for this building, and it was also supported by a bit of government as well. There's five parts. There's a chapel, meeting rooms, there's a residence, a chaplain's residence, there's a caretaker's residence, but also the dome that we walk past, which is actually a gymnasium. It was originally a gymnasium. It's now just it's not used as that anymore. It's just an interesting space. But there was a narrative behind it about mind, body, and spirit. And each of the parts of the building, one represents the mind, one represents the body, and one represents the spirit. And it's a kind of a narrative in architecture that's been on the radar for a long time, and this architect used that to give a place of respite for people from all over the world. So the idea was, didn't matter what your denomination was, you actually were all welcome into this environment. And the garden is obviously really beautiful. It's an absolute respite for this part of Melbourne. Wurundjeri Way's been a disaster for it, and what they have chosen to do is go, okay, that's not our front door anymore, we're turning to the river, which in some ways is not a bad thing. They're in the process of turning around, looking at the river, and hopefully the huge building next door is going to kind of help give them a good forecourt facing the river. So it's that moment of change that these guys have had to shift the way that they sit in the city.